Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi. So I was pondering what I heard you say, and I immediately had a thought about how I might have applied that to my life today. And I want to preface that with saying that in the last couple of months of this, I'm assuming it's from this work, my belly is the most relaxed it's ever been. And I have, throughout my life, witnessed the misuse of power and probably of will in many shapes and sizes and forms. And I think that that caused a great deal of tension in me. And I experienced that most of my life in my belly, just always being very tight. And it's been relaxing quite nicely over the last couple of months, which has been really, really a nice thing to experience. And I, my work is oftentimes where I say it's my therapy. It's where I go to practice. And I happen to be the boss, which really means that I really have to learn a lot about what will and power means with my staff and what it means for me to be a manager. And for example, today, something came up from one of my employees, and it caused a spark of fear in me. And I normally don't catch it as quickly as I did today. And I recognized it within probably less than a minute. And I recognized in that moment, hey, I don't have to get all tense about this. Let's just give some more clarity to my staff member about how to handle this and about why. And it allowed me to totally shift myself. It shifted the energy in the room. It allowed my employee to be more relaxed. And I think this is what I heard you say about, I don't have to change anybody else. I don't have to do anything to anybody else. But just holding that space in myself allowed me to relax, and it allowed the whole situation to relax, I guess I'll say. And
yeah.
I think that's what I'm hearing you say, and I'm so happy that I'm experiencing it.
Yes. So you see the difference between, in that situation, you had sovereignty over it.
Yeah.
And so therefore, by being who you are, being in that will and power in a very caring way, you were able to direct your employee into a more productive state rather than judging them and trying to control their actions. You guided them into a different action that could be available. And
yeah,
this reflects in every part of your life. So beautiful that you are recognizing it.
It's such an opportunity to relax. The more
yeah,
I let go of the fear, and oftentimes I had, out of fear, have had to control and have power over in order to protect myself. And it is really nice to feel myself finally really feeling myself letting go of that. And it creates so many more other opportunities that I haven't experienced that much. And so it's like a whole new world opening up of new possibilities. The staff get trained faster. I get more relaxed. I have more energy when I get home. It's just a wonderful snowball effect.
Exactly. And there is power in your position, and it is recognized. But it is not recognized through fear. It is recognized through appreciation and value, which is far different.
Yeah. My staff are very happy that I'm getting myself educated.
Yes. Wonderful.
Thank you so much
for your comments.
Can you speak a little bit more about will? I really feel the power, the focus on the power, and how that runs through me and the changes. But as far as will, can you give a little clarity and speak a little bit more about, because I look at it as intention, but I know it's much, much more.
Yeah. There are are many components of will. There are specific thoughts that you think on a regular basis, and it is also composed of emotional patterns that you have created that serve you and that put you in that position of sovereignty. But it is the will to create that in your life experience through your thoughts and through your emotions. So when you are creating, or when you see a possibility that can unfold, you use your will to begin to create an outcome that is viable, but yet that reflects who you are. So therefore, that will, tempered in the element of love and united with the powerful, powerful will, a source in the creative mechanism, it takes the thought and the will to create that is never disturbed by failure, but learns and then is summoned again and again in the creative process to have an outcome that is desired. But without the will, you will not be able to create the outcome that is desired. You have to have the strength of the thought and the emotion on a consistent basis to create what is desired and bring it to fruition. And that comes when the will of you is merged with the power, and therefore the outcome of the creation becomes precise and as a direct reflection of who you are as a powerful creator of Christ consciousness. You didn't get from where you began several years ago without a function of will, without some individual power. Often in the beginning, that power stemmed from personal power within the third chakra. And sometimes it expressed itself radically. But the more you learned and the more conscious you became, you learned the importance of uniting that will with the powerful will of Source. And when you did that, everything changed. And you became more powerful, but you also became more conscious in the way that you created and the way that you used your thoughts and your emotions to create.
Thank you. I could see it all, and it's so multi-layered. I can feel it. I can see it. And for the first time in a long time, I can't articulate it, but I could feel it.
Correct. And now you will be more conscious, so you will consciously experience it. Mm-hmm. You've acted in that direction for a while now, but you didn't put the pieces together in a conscious manner to observe how you create now in such a powerful way. So it will take some time of integration and observance in your daily life, just as Kelly recently observed herself and was aware of what was going on in her body. So too it is with each one of you. And it takes that individual awareness. I can tell you, Yeshua can tell you, friends can tell you. But until individually you observe it in action in your life, this is when you will know it. But it takes that individual attention to draw from the ray of will and power, because that, when you draw from that ray, it is pure source light, pure source power, pure source directed will. And in that will is a tenaciousness to continue time and time again until it is exact and precise. And then the importance of knowing it by observing it as you create it in your life. It's very difficult to speak about it because your languaging is so limiting in the creative mechanism of experience. So the experience of it is where you will know it. And it is important that you then can articulate it in a language form.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Maria. It's Lucia. I have a question. Is it ray will of power? It is ray of the first ray of the creator, the will of the creator, or is something different?
No, it is the will of the creator to create with the power of that creative force and light. But the will must come first. The thought must come first.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Understood. And another question. For me, the last 8 years, I live in a difference because emotions, you're talking about the emotions to create. For me, emotions is different. It's a dense place, and the emotions create the chaos. But the feelings and sensory condition, this is the place to create, because I had huge lessons to learn in my family. And when I was absolutely neutralized inside of the feelings of love and light, the members of my family start communicate with me. Even I will say my truth from my heart, and this is not like very nice truth or from the human perspective. And I see the big difference, and I explaining the difference for the last 8 years for my students. This is like I'm proceeding with my life. So what is the difference? Maybe it's some different words, or I don't know. Would you explain to me, please?
Well, it's standing in your truth, yes. And as you have evolved, you have a knowing, but you also have a compassion. You have a strength that is exhibited as you talk and as you direct your words and your actions. And it is in that compassion that you stand firm in the power of your truth, but yet you do so, you articulate it in a way in which it can be accepted and not hurtful. But yet it is formulated in the atmosphere as you use your emotions in the way in which you project your thoughts in a way that is certain but yet not hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't come across as that dominant over, I know better, but you come across with the truth and perhaps a way in which they can take it in a way that is usable to them in their state of consciousness.
Okay. With the will of the creation, what we are using to stand in full connection with the source and what we are doing here in our community, would you explain to me then from the perspective of all it is, the difference between emotions and feelings, which is I'm perceiving as a word as like I'm feeling, or the feelings of love, it's more than emotions of love or something like that.
Yes, there is the emotion of love, which is motion. It emotes. And
mm-hmm.
that's related to the element of love because it's a creative force.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a feeling in the heart, in your heart chakra, a warm, fuzzy feeling. That's a feeling. The emotion is an octave above that because it has a creative force to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I got it. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And you get to choose because you have sovereignty over your feelings, where you have those feelings in your heart chakra. But you also have sovereignty over the emotion, which puts your thought into action.
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, this is Beth.
Yes,
Beth. I wanted to share an experience. I'm just back from a month in South Africa where there was a huge crisis. It's water. In the Cape Town area, we have over 4 million people that were suddenly not going to have any water left. And it totally sparked an awareness and a consciousness of a whole continent, but definitely people in an area that suddenly realized they had to get into a frequency of compassion and working together with the elements to somehow come around together as a collective, as well as being individual, to change that situation. I put a lot of my own intention and focus and was observing the will and power, because all the will in the world would not change that situation unless the community tapped into the power of the universe and the power of nature. And so it was so fascinating to me to be part of that. And just as I was leaving, some rains were starting to come. Some farmers had stepped forward with a private dam, and they were going to make that available to the city. I came back to Switzerland, and I was, of course, it's the land of water, and I was communing with nature here, very focused on the day of water, the 11th of every month. So, you know, I was doing my part, but I was also tapping into the larger picture, and they have actually, you know, opening up now. So I just wanted to share that experience of feeling that, being that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it was just amazing to me, and it still is.
Yes, and you witnessed, the beauty of that is you witnessed that the power had to be summoned in the individual before it could gather in the collective and create a precise outcome, which is exactly what happened. But if every individual didn't summon that power and see a possibility, they could have not gathered to use resources to create the outcome that they did. And to witness that is to witness the right use of will and power in that higher or that more refined frequency range of fifth dimension, because it is unified in the element of love. For
yes.
An outcome that benefits the all. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Mark. I have a question.
Yes, Mark.
There are a number of words that seem to me relate to word. I'm looking at words like determination, commitment, intention, decision. Can you elaborate a little bit on the differences in terms of how will enters into those various words?
Yes. It goes back to the thought, and the thought creates the word. And the word has power, but it takes the will and the tenacity to put the movement through the emotional body to create the outcome. So they're all related and intertwined. It cannot be separated. You cannot have one without the other. And the words, each word has a power unto itself, but it is useless until it is united in some way with the power that the word emits and the will to create the outcome.
So could it be said that the will is what causes movement or causes action?
Yes, it can be said that way.
And without,
but it is the power of the thought united with the will that creates the outcome.
Yes, I understand that. Yes. So all of these other words I choose are really different ways of expressing will?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that's important because when we talk about limitation in a languaging, you can find, if you look, you can find words that have some semblance to what your intention is, what formulates thought and can be coupled with the strength of the will to proceed regardless of any obstacles.
Okay, thank you. This, looking at it from this different perspective of the different words, helps me broaden my understanding of the word will. So thank you very much.
Because it was always in the third dimension, it was looked down upon to be willful as a child. It was unacceptable because it's of that lower vibration. But it takes the will to create and the tenacity to move it forward. So it is a misunderstood creative power in the third dimension. And therefore, it takes on action that becomes power over, makes people subservient to create an outcome for your will, regardless of anyone else. So now that you have shifted your consciousness into fifth dimension, you can understand and apply the concepts and the energetics precisely in your life experience. And it is an honorable expression of your will and the power of that will to create.
And avoid the entire arena of domination.
Correct, because then it benefits the all in some way, shape, or form.
Yes, I can understand that.
Just as Beth talked about the individuals coming together to create sources of water, or the business owner motivating employees to create the environment for positive creation in the workplace. You see?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, dear ones, it is about time that we close our session this evening. I am delighted to have had this opportunity to be with you and to have this conversation. It is very exhilarating for me to have the opportunity to speak with you of these things that have been so limited in their expression in the third dimension. And you have stepped into an arena now where your creation becomes more not only powerful, but is not limited in any way, because you are willing to recognize the importance of your personal will, your personal power, but yet express it at a more collective Christed function.